Is there an album or an artist that you recognize as formative for you, or perhaps it's just music that you can listen to on repeat or just does not ever get old for you? Who is that artist?
I love music so much that that question is very broad, and I probably have like between 17 and 35 answers that I could give you straight away. But I will throw this one at you because I have such reverence for this guy, and he lost his life, passed away, stomach cancer, maybe a handful of years ago. Charles Bradley is this guy's name, and he worked in New York City. In his 50s and 60s, I guess, as a James Brown impersonator. He was a James Brown impersonator, and he was discovered by this like funk band who went out to see his show one night, and they were like, "Holy smokes, that's the guy that we need fronting our band." And they invited him to come back to the studio and record with them. And he's like, "Well, I've never really done this before. How does this work?" And he's like, "Well, we just kind of play some music and you just get going." And it all worked out. And very late in his life, he received such adoration and praise for his talent. And I've watched some YouTube videos of him performing in Europe. And here's this guy who's in his mid-60s doing splits on stage. He's dressed up like Elvis. And he's just singing beautiful funk and soul music. And if you look him up, Charles Bradley, I promise you, you will not be disappointed. He is an amazing artist and one that I discovered in sobriety. Like, I would not have known about this guy if I weren't sober. Like, I think about that a lot. Like, what music would I not have been exposed to if I hadn't made this change in my life? But yeah, he's definitely one guy I like a lot. There's your long answer.
Thank you. Yeah, I love hearing of people that I don't know yet. So that is very good. Okay, let's move to a book. Do you read self-help, self-study, Quitlet, or is that something that you have utilized as a part of your journey?
I know this is supposed to be rapid fire, and I just gave you the world's longest rapid fire answer. But This Naked Mind, Annie Grace, is a book that I read right after my wife read it. And there was information in that book that I didn't know, even though I had been sober for years, that just completely changed the way that I perceive alcohol. And I think you alluded to it earlier, Jenna, was that, once you have this information in your head, once you know the things, it's really hard to put that fire out. And now I know all the things about alcohol, and I just see it really, really differently. And it was that book that brought me to that knowledge.
It is so worth studying the science a little bit, just giving yourself a little bit of an education on the science of alcohol and the body and the mind and yeah, arming yourself with more truth, more truth. When you're asked these days, why don't you drink? What is your response?
Well, depending on where I am, my answer would change for that. Sometimes if I feel comfortable enough to tell the person, like, to kind of make a little light of it, like, why don't you drink? And I might say, like, well, I've had enough. I literally have had enough for my life. Like, I'm already at my limit, and I hopefully have, 30 more years at least to live. But I'll either say no thanks, or I'll just be like, I just don't drink anymore. And if they seem very genuine in their curiosity, I'll talk to them about it. But if they're like, "Ah, whatever, you should have a beer or whatever," then I'll try to quickly move away from that person because I don't want to be around that.
And is there a product under $100 that you have utilized that you would say is definitely worth every bang for the buck?
Under $100, a product that is really worth it. Can I pass on that one and come back to it? I'll keep my brain synapses
Okay.
firing.
Yeah, just have it going in the back there, and we can go to. This question, another music question for you. Is there a current song that you play when you want to just kind of pump up your mood or feel a little bit energized?
I think I probably have, like, I don't know, 30 of those songs. Whatever's on the top of my Apple, I go to in my list of songs that I download. Okay, let's look at it right now, and I'll tell you. Let's see what this embarrassing song might come up with here. Let's see.
Yeah.
I have some Isaac Hayes at the top. I also have some 10,000 Maniacs downloaded that song. There's actually some tragedy in that band. It's kind of some sad stories in that band. Anything. I got another Isaac Hayes song. I have a lot of like group therapy, above and beyond, kind of EDM, dance, techno.
Yeah.
I'm into everything. Yeah, like Vivaldi, Beethoven, Bach, Verdi, Boccherini, love me some cellos, just anything. Give me art in any form and I'm in.
Love that. Is there a nonfiction book that you have read recently that you would recommend?
I generally try to stay away from nonfiction. I really can't place anything. I will say that I am reading Laura McCown's book, her current book, and that's Quitlet. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of, because a lot of guys don't talk about this sort of stuff, a lot of the Quitlet conversation is dominated by women.
True.
But for any guys that are listening right now, I'm telling you, the current Laura McCown book, Push Off From Here, is absolutely amazing. And so too is the Annie Grace book. And there are some women out there that are making themselves vulnerable with their stories. And it's reaching not just women, but men too. There's some guys listening to this stuff. And stories are powerful. And both of those women tell their stories very well. But Laura McCown's new book, Push Off From Here, highly recommend it.
I'll take it. Thank you. Okay, let's bump back to the product.
Okay, I did think of one. If you live in a condo, okay, here's an investment to make. And since you're in New York, you know about this. There's a lot of buildings. Getting a cart to bring your groceries upstairs, okay? It's less than $100, okay? But you don't want to buy the $25 one. You want to buy the Patek Philippe of carts, okay? And that is available at either Costco or BJ's or whatever. Go spend yourself $80 on one of those nice carts and tote those groceries upstairs instead of wearing your hands out. You know, they invented the wheel years and years and years ago for a reason, so that we could bring our groceries up on the elevator and not bust our hands.
Awesome. That is a unique answer. I love that. And I know exactly what you're talking about. Walk the streets of New York and you will see many a little person, old, young, or otherwise, pulling their groceries behind them in a cart.
Why not? I mean, it's convenience and the wheel is there and it's, it's not gas powered. So we're not hurting the environment.
Yes. Humble yourself to the wheel, my friends.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much, Rich.
Thank you, Jenna.